And now this is a dictation for Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Grandy, G-R-A-N-D-Y, July 357, addresses a letter to Sister Richelle, R-I-T-H-E-E, MACT, M-A-C-H-T, and P, 463-1534. Dear Sister MACT, a follow-up for Mrs. Grandy with advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in February. Rheumatoid arthritis pain, hands, shoulder, hips, but no anti-inflammatory agents. She's afraid of using biological treatment, as she has close friends with lymphoma related to that. Short treatments with prednisone. Follows with Dr. Lynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S. Uses a CPAP machine at night. A stable edema, doing low sodium. Denies nausea, vomiting, bowel or urinary problems. No pyrrole material hemaptysis, no chest pain palpitation, syncope, other review system negative. Next paragraph. Education list review. I want to highlight the HCTZ. Norvasc, for the rheumatoid arthritis on Plaquenil and Sulfasalazine, short long-acting insulin, the Fosamax was discontinued, she's been seeing endocrine care in your office, there are plans for a new bone density. Blood pressure in the office, 160 over 80 on the right side. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness, 2-3 plus edema. Non-focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine at 2.67, which is higher than baseline. Present GFR will be 19, normal potassium acid base, a low sodium, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH not elevated, anemia 10.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4, underlying history of diabetes, which has not been very well controlled. Blood pressure in the office is also higher than we would like to see. This needs to be updated at home to make sure that her machine, we need to check blood pressure machine to make sure that at home true numbers are good, control. As she's been exposed to multiple medications, including sulfasalazine, in the differential diagnosis, we need to consider interstitial nephritis from medications. We are going to check a urine sample for eosinophils. Many times it's an isolated problem without evidence of a skin rash or peripheral eosinophilia. She does have proteinuria, but no nephrotic syndrome. We'll see what the new number shows on the next month. We discuss potentially doing a biopsy. Still, diabetic nephropathy and hypertension will be high in the differential. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.